Ambassador Gratian will be making his first stop in Juba, where he will be mediating discussions between the representatives of the North's National Congress Party and the South Sudan People's Liberation Movement. The talks are a continuation of U.S.-facilitated negotiations that have been ongoing since June. Last month, the discussions yielded a signed document resolving a number of the remaining disputes over the implementation of the peace agreement signed in 2005. The U.S. envoy will then travel to Darfur to meet with representatives of the Darfuri people, including people living in camps for the internally displaced, as well as leaders of Darfuri civil society groups. He will also talk with the new commander of the Joint United Nations African Union Peacekeeping Force, Rwandan General Patrick Nyambumba. His trip's final destination will be Khartoum, where he plans to meet with the African Union delegation on Darfur, headed by former South African President Thabo Mbeki. The group of former African head of states is to report its recommendations on resolving the Darfur crisis next week. Speaking to the Sudanese, Radio Omdurman, during his visit last month, Gratian previewed his upcoming task in this month's North-South talks.
We have two issues where we need to have further work, consultation, and that's on the census, and the last one is the referendum. And so we will continue working with the NCP and SPLM to reach agreement on these remaining issues.
The South's independence referendum, scheduled for early 2011, was one of the core components of the peace deal which ended the two-decade-long civil war. The legitimacy of the national census results continues to be a point of contention because those numbers are to be used in determining constituencies and regional powers in the election scheduled for April 2010. The U.S. envoy also forecasted his upcoming meetings in Darfur.
Probably the most important piece is giving voice to the civil society. We're working with diaspora leadership. We're working with leadership in the IDP camps and in the refugee camps. And we're working with other organizations that represent the people of Darfur, the Zarawa, the Fur, and other tribes, to ensure that everybody has a voice in the process.
Gratian, a Swahili-speaking former U.S. Air Force general who grew up in what is now the Democratic Republic of Congo, was appointed by U.S. President Barack Obama in March as the special envoy to Sudan. Gratian met then-Senator Obama in 2005 and then accompanied the senator during his high-profile visit to Kenya in 2006. He later served as a foreign policy advisor for the Obama presidential campaign. Alan Boswell for VOA News, Nairobi.